Good morning.
Good morning.
Gloria did a great job on that report.
Amen.
Amen. Use her as outline for the conferences you'll go to and come back and bring a report. Great job. Appreciate Patricia really staying on top of our Christmas function. She's been on top of it since the end of November and everything, just trying to get with me and keep me in line. So, but definitely it's going to be a great time, a great event. Also, I know one of the quotes that was shared, and I remember Tariq and what Gloria shared was, you know, he said, before you can do what God did in public, you have to do it in private. When he was talking about that, he was talking about when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter wanted to go to him. Mm-hmm. And he said the one thing that Peter missed was before Jesus came over on the water, Jesus was actually out somewhere praying.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Peter should have prayed before he stepped in the water. So I was like, wow, man. So he was a young guy, man. And what was amazing was like, and people, I forget who did his opening or shared about him coming, but they were like, preachers were saying, you need to have this young man preach. It's young to preach. He can't be older than 20-something. And he got up there, and I was like, oh, this guy is the truth. And preach, no notes or nothing. This guy there wasn't preaching. We were blown away. I was like, wow, this young man is powerful. So it was a great conference. It was truly what I call a conference. I know a lot of times we like to say things are a retreat, but there were classes every hour on the hour. Mm-hmm. That's how that was. It was there from, what time did it start? 8? No, 9 in the morning.
9? 9, 4:30.
Yep. And they said if you got there at 9 o'clock, you were late. They were like that.
That's right.
You got there, so you got there 8:45, and it was a class every hour. And they did it great. They broke it up. Like, the speaker would speak for 25 minutes, and you get a 5-minute break, and then you're back in at it again. Mm-hmm. But everybody was alive. It was not dry. Mm-hmm. It was so much energy. It was like, wow. So it was great. Had a great time. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all the other conferences that, you know, you guys will get a chance to attend. It's going to be really great. But this morning we're going to talk about appreciation. Appreciation. Mm-hmm. Who do we appreciate?
Come on.
You know, I got a meeting with the courtyard on Monday at 10 a.m., so we're going to talk about the building. I believe, this is me more likely, that's going to be the place we're going to go. I met with the other guy this past Monday in his building, but I'm not sure if that's the right place for us to be, but just praying about it, see what's going to happen. But I believe the courtyard is going to be it after I talk with them on Monday. But I appreciate the fact that the courtyard has reached out to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, they're the one that's reaching out and saying, hey, do you still want this space? Mm-hmm. So we're going to see how it goes, you know. Appreciation, as it is defined, it's defined as recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. Appreciation. Question for you. How do you view yourself?
Mm.
What do you think of you? Because we have many thoughts about that. You know, I just listened to Alicia share the communion. I was like, man, well, this goes with my lesson, you know. Because we have so many thoughts about ourselves on any given day, depending on what's happening on that day and how we are feeling on that day.
Yes.
Some days we feel like, hey, I feel good about me. It's a good day. Ain't nothing going wrong. Everything's going right. I am my best me. And then some days we're like, this is just not a good day. Mm-hmm. This is just not my best me. And we tend to not appreciate ourselves. But ask yourself, do you find value in being who you are? Because when you appreciate something or appreciate someone or appreciate yourself, you tend to find value in it. Do you find value in who you are? Do you find value in who God created you to be? To appreciate someone or something, you must first see the value in what God has created. Got to find value in that. We're going to be up in Psalms Chapter 139.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you appreciate someone or something? Well, to appreciate someone or something, you must first see the value in what God has created. You know, God created every being in His image. Mm-hmm. And you are one of those beings. Let's take a look at Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look in verse 13. And let's find some value in you and I. Mm-hmm. And over in Psalms 139, verse 13, it says, and this is David, it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Mm-hmm. Do you find value in you? Mm-hmm. Do you believe you are wonderfully made? That's the first thing. Do you believe that you truly are wonderfully made? With all your flaws and little kinks, you know, we are human beings. We're people that take a look in the mirror and we look for all the flaws that are on our skin like, oh, God. God forbid, you know, when you're young and you get all these pimples on your face, like, oh, this is just so bad, you know. Mm-hmm. We look for all the flaws and how we've been created. With all our flaws that you can see, do you believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Mm-hmm. You know, our flaws can cause us to doubt who we are. To doubt that we can fit into a society that's been on that you have to look a certain way. Not from your heart, not from your soul, but from what? From your outer appearance. Mm-hmm. But see, God didn't create us that way. You know, our God does not make no mistakes. So why would you ever think that you are a mistake? Your soul knows that you are wonderfully made, but do you know that? Mm-hmm. Do you see the value in your existence? Well, I do. Mm-hmm. And it's constantly revealed to me with every encounter I have with you. You know, I was so grateful to go to that conference, so grateful that Gloria came for me. It was great to have another driver. I'm used to driving. I drive all the time. I just drove to South Carolina.
So wait, bro, can you say that again?
Look at that. Great to have another driver. You know that? But it was just great to have somebody driving and just me not driving all the time. But you know, you have to see the value in yourself. And if you don't see the value in yourself, I see the value in all of you. You may think that I don't know this, but I do. To appreciate you, I have to understand the value that you bring to my life. The conversations we have, the talks we have, the prayers that we have together, the times when you're serving. I see the value in having you in my life. That I do. Do you see the value in yourself? And do you see the value in others? Mm-hmm. Mm. Sometimes we don't see the value in others. Why is that? Because they're not doing what I want them to do. Mm-hmm. Or they don't exactly do it this way. Mm-hmm. You have to see the value in others. Because although we are all created in God's image, God makes sure there will be a little bit of differences in who we are. Mm-hmm. And how we may. Turn me to Proverbs 18:24. We're talking about seeing the value in others. Now, I want you to see the value in yourself, but do you see the value in others? Proverbs 18:24. I swear, sometimes when I read the scripture, you ever read scripture sometimes, you can hear the voice of somebody who always talks about the certain scripture. Mm-hmm. You're like, this sister quotes the scripture all the time. Or this brother quotes the scripture all the time. This one I heard Richard. It's in verse 24 in chapter 18 of Proverbs. It says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen. Do you see the value in others? Mm-hmm. Do you see the value in what a friend brings to your relationship? Although they are created different, they have different tendencies, a different thought process, mm-hmm. Do you see the value in what they bring to your relationship with them? Do you see the value in what a brother or sister brings to the friendship? In our walk as disciples, as we walk together, do you see the value in each other? You know, I want to share about you guys. I see a lot of values, you know, and you guys here. And I thought about, man, appreciate you seeing the value. You guys help to make things run so smoothly in this church. Believe it or not, if you don't, you do. Trisha, making sure, hey, we'll take care of this Christmas function to be okay. Gloria, she does a lot of stuff for me. A lot of stuff. Too many to count, but she's always there making sure, what can I do? How can I make it work? And she has her own projects. And I'm like, you know, that's a lot to do. Because I know what it's like having a lot to do. You know, even though this past week, you know, I had to go through my biopsy and all that stuff. And I'm here to tell you, you need to have great appreciation when the doctor says, do you want to go to sleep? Have them put you to sleep. Appreciate that. I don't care if you're trying to cut money. You know, like, well, I could save about a couple of thousand dollars if I just be awake when you do it. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't care how much money you want. It's just sometimes that you got to realize that Kraft cheese is better than imitation cheese.
Amen.
Okay? You just got to realize that. That was an experience. I wouldn't recommend nobody go through. That is an experience. And the doctor trying to soothe you, are you all right? No, I'm not all right. But what I'm going to say, I'm fine. Keep going. Keep going. That was an experience. 2 minutes long. You need to appreciate the things that people do. I appreciate all the thoughts and the prayers, people checking up on me. You have to appreciate what relationships bring to your life. They bring comfort, inspiration. They bring hope. They bring love. Do you see the value in being in a friendship with other people in your life? You know, when I went to that conference, it's amazing. You go to conference, you get to see old friends and old people from wherever you traveled and everything. And it was great. I saw this one brother and a sister and gave him the biggest hug. I hadn't seen him in a while, you know. And I was talking to him and his wife was going on about, they leave the church tonight. And she said, you know what I miss? I said, well, hey, you know relationships. And I thought, man, I thought we were the only ones. She said, no. She says, I hate it. I'm struggling. She said, but I'm so glad to be here. She said, because I needed it. She said, because it's hard connecting with people. And they're out on Savannah, Georgia over there. Mm-hmm. And she just shared about like, it's just hard connecting with all the relationships over there and everything. And I think they got maybe like about 30 or 40 people. She's like, we're just not connecting. But she saw the value in being at this conference. Mm-hmm. To be re-energized. You know, Psalms 133 speaks about there can only be unity, you know, pretty much when we see the value in one another.
Amen.
Do you see the value in the church? Do you see the value in here? You know, Julie asked me earlier, and I was out, I said, I'm nitpicking. She said, are you really nitpicking? I said, oh, I'm nitpicking. I read it enough to know I'm nitpicking. But I do see the value in this realtor who has really stuck with us. You know, I didn't go with my regular realtor. This was the other realtor who helped us transition out of the rental home we was in. And she just kept saying, let me help you. She had been just gnawing at me, like coming after me. I got a friend I can get you. So she just stuck with us. And so, you know, I was at home on, was it last Friday? And she called a guy. And I sent the guy all the information a while back. And he transferred to another company, loan company. Transfer the memory, and he called me in the morning and said, hey, congratulations, you're pre-qualified to go buy a house.
Amen.
Wow. So I talked to her, I said, I appreciate you. Because she said, she called me, she said, have you heard from him? I said, oh, hold on. She kept calling that guy, she kept nagging that guy, nigga, but she's like, I wanted to help you get a home.
Wow.
I thought,
wow, amen.
You really going after it. And so, you know, as I'm doing this home search, yes, I am, I'm appreciative we can find a home, but I am also praying to God and saying, it's got to be the right home. I don't want to be picky, but I'm going to be nitpicky. I don't want no problems.
That's right.
No problem. But I do appreciate the value in her going above and beyond to say, we want to help the doctors get a home of their own.
Yeah.
Really grateful for that. Really grateful. You know, do you have friends who are closer than relatives to you in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Love my relatives. Love my brothers and sisters. They're awesome. Love my family. But do you have that friend who's like, man, they're just so close.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like closer than my family, mm-hmm, because they're always there for me.
Yep.
When I need them, I can depend on them. Are your relationships like that in the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's with brothers and sisters here or brothers and sisters in our sister churches.
Mm-hmm.
Are your relationships like that where they are just that close? Finally, guys, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Come on back over here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. You know, you have to see the value in yourself, but you also have to see the value in others. And one thing that I thought about appreciating just someone or something, it all begins with seeing the value in God.
Yep.
Do you see value in God?
Mm-hmm.
And then Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule the fish and the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in numbers. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over fish in the sea and the birds of the sky, over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and to all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant food. I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This is amazing that God sees value in you and I.
Yeah.
So much, he says, I'm going to make you like me. Hey, listen, God said, I'm going to make you the original mini-me.
Yep.
Not talking about the outer appearance, he says, but the different characteristics that make you up. Ain't that something? God said, I'm going to make you like me. Number two, God says, I'm going to put you in charge of everything I created. Who does not like to be in control? Come on, I want to be in control. God said, I'm going to put you in charge of everything that it took me 6 days to make. You're in charge. You get to say so. Wow. God says, and by the way, now that you're in charge, God said, go grow a family. I'm going to give you the ability to grow, to reproduce yourself. And there's something. God says, fill the earth in every corner. He said, not only fill it, he said, look, take control of it. And there's something. Wherever you go, all this plant, he said, I want you to take control of it. I'm like, wow. God shows giving me a lot of things, yet I have not heard nothing in return yet. He says, in verse 30, he basically introduces the first and original plant-based diet. This is the original author of the plant-based diet. He said, here's all your plants, here's all your green foods. Now, look, it's not only a plant-based diet for us, but it's a plant-based diet for what? All the animals.
That's right.
You got to go to TV, they always talk about, you need to get the dogs healthy food to eat. Get this plant and vegetable. God said, I'm the author of all this.
Yeah.
The original of the plant-based diet. He looked at us and said, I made you, but here's the key. He said, and it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
With everything else, if you go back and read, he says, I did this and thought, this is good. But when it came to us, he says, this is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you see the value in God? Do you see the value in knowing God? Do you see the value in having a relationship with God? The value in building with God? The value in knowing God? Do you see the value in pursuing God? This is just the first part of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And God let you know all that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Created you. Say, I'm going to let you be in control. Go subdue. Take control of everything. Give you the original plant-based diet. God said, I'm making you in my image. Go and change the world. Do you see the value in your existence? I do. God does. But do you see the value in your existence? If you do, you have to appreciate that. Do you see the value in others? Whether it's a stranger, a friend, a disciple, a family member, do you see the value in others and the relationship that you can have with multiple people and all that they bring to your life?
Mm-hmm.
When you see the value in other people, you can appreciate that. Finally, do you see the value in God,
mm-hmm.
who did not have to create you and I?
Mm-hmm.
He just created this 6 days and said, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I created something. This is great. Let me go find another little plant in this universe I created. One of many universes that are out there. Let me see what else I can do. But he didn't stop there. He says, nah, I want some little mini me's running around here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me create them in my likeness. Let me give them a piece of who I am. I like to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in crying.
Mm-hmm.
I like feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I like to connect and communicate. I like to touch, see what things feel like, smell like, hear like. Let's create all of my image.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them power. What kind of power? They can subdue the earth, take control, manage everything. Do you see the value in knowing God?
Mm-hmm.
a God who has given you the freedom to have control of what he's created. Mm-hmm. It's including you. Mm-hmm. When you see the value in knowing God, it's then you can appreciate who God is.
That's right.
When you see the value in knowing and connecting with all the things that God has created, then you can appreciate God. When you see the value in God sending his son Jesus to die on the cross, when Jesus became a bridge between us and God, when you see that value, you not only can appreciate God, but you can appreciate Jesus, who did not have to come and climb on the cross. You can appreciate his heart and his love for you and I. When you see the value in God giving us his Holy Spirit, which connects us all, and it is our true guide in this life, you can truly appreciate God. Going forward today for the rest of the year, and I know Christmas is here, it's great, and I heard a man say, you know what? Do people see the Christ in Christmas? Do they really see the Christ in Christmas? This is a time of year where we talk about giving, but we have to see the value in giving to one another and the value in receiving. Because when somebody is generous enough to give you a gift, you have to see the value in that fact. They think something of me. They like me. They love me. They thought enough of me to give me. Mm-hmm. You have to see the value in that. And although Christmas is one day out of the year, God is every day in the year that we live.
Come on.
Let's find value in all that God has done. Let's find value in all that God has created. Beginning with us.
Yep. That's right.
Beginning with us. Let's appreciate one another by loving up on one another, by encouraging one another, by building up one another, by taking care of one another. Let's not look for the flaws in each other, but instead look for the value in each other. Let's make a church that reflects that we see value in all that God has done. And when people see that we see value in all that God has done, people will be drawn to us. Do you see value in yourself? Do you see value in others? And do you see value in God? And if you see all that, then you can truly appreciate what God is doing in our church. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen.